He's a sales guy. He just walks around with a golf club doing
sales.
It's too
cold to golf.
I know, but he's walking around with the club like it's a cane, and he just wanders around the office. It's really weird.
That guy's a crotch flapper.
Yeah, he is.
He, like, boxed himself into a spot where no one can get behind him.
Yo, he just sniped that from the Honda person.
Delightful.
Dick move.
Been recording, by the way. Sit talk.
Can I make it?
You can.
That's close.
You can. Kendrick here, Kyle driving.
Amy Hi,
in the
I'm
back.
Driving.
Yo, yo.
Amy in the back.
You got an Amy in the back.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for?
It's time for band names.
The band names.
Now, I feel like we said this one, but I guess we didn't, because it's still on the top of the list. So,
guys,
boy.
If we die here, I'm...
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think...
Oh, my Jesus.
We're unmarked white
going
vans going.
It.
Punch it, Joey. So the first one on the band name list for today, we'll just jump right in with aplomb. As you know, we like to do... Or without aplomb, I should say.
What's aplomb?
Your mom is aplomb?
She's aplomb.
She's a very nice lady. Anyway, we start off with Fastidious Meth Heads. Fastidious Meth Heads.
I don't know. Fastidious Meth Head sounds like someone who's in college who's trying to just stay awake and, like,
yeah,
figure it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that translates into a band. Like, are they... I have no idea, honestly. Fastidious Meth Heads. Can someone else go?
I would say some kind of really, really technically perfect guitarists that are very itchy.
Okay.
They're really precise, but they're twitchy, and you don't really want to hang out with them afterwards.
Ames?
Punk, but, like, extra whiny. Like, on top of what you would expect from,
like,
punk.
Like, more than emo punk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
The only thing I can think of that would be vaguely close to what I think this would be is, like, the scene or the episode of It's Always Sunny where they do the Battle of Bands, and Charlie's singing about the Nightman. And they're all kind of discordant. Nobody knows how to play, like, the instrument very well, and they're all trying to play different types of music.
Yeah.
But one person's just singing, and it kind of, like, is not pulling it together, but doing enough that you don't hate it.
It's together enough.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. The next one, Italian Laser Beam.
I think this is, like, the Italian Bjork.
Okay.
Because the show's going to have, like, crazy lasers, and, like, it's just Bjork, but an Italian version. And it sounds way more Italian. Because of the word Italian.
Well, it does have the Italian in there, yeah.
Whoa, did you say Italian?
I almost did.
What do you think, Kendrick?
I think that it was a... I think of it as like a... you know, like Italian Spider-Man?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Imagine a disco band that's playing in that world, in that environment. But they're like smoking cigarettes... Like, the cigarette... Like, they're smoking cigarettes so much that they're, like... The guy, the bassist, like, puts a cigarette on the bass. Like, he's got it pinned up against the tuning. Like, mm-hmm. The tuning pegs. And he's, like, playing a bass. And then in between riffs, he's, like, taking another hit off of it. Like... Because they can't stop smoking long enough to go on stage.
Oh, okay. But, like, they do manage to get on stage.
Yeah,
it's just
And they're wearing, like, dingy bell-bottoms.
Amy, what do you think?
Dingy bell-bottoms is a bad name, maybe.
It's, like, one of those bands that are made just for Eurovision. And they're not... actually Italian, but they put the name in there so, like, the judges are confused about who they're, like, blatantly upvoting or downvoting. So they get points from the judges that aren't paying attention.
Oh my god, did you get your spot back?
Look at all the spots not taken.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so angry right now. I can't even focus on the band names.
Small
right
pause
now.
In the band name game.
Oh my god.
We've got a little bit of drama in the office because we're in a temporary space. And there's a neighboring office that has marked parking spots, and they apparently have been having issues with our employees parking in their marked parking spots, and after lots of back and forthing, it turns out that they also claimed a lot of other spots that weren't clearly marked, which they send a map out, so we have to park a ways away if you don't get one of the good spots, like a 2 or 4 minute walk, whatever it is, around the corner. And it's very frustrating when people pull that and then don't use all their parking spots.
Yeah, so, like, if you complain about there not being enough parking spots, you better goddamn sure make you better goddamn make sure that
you're using
the using them after you bitch and moan about it. And we just saw the equivalent of probably 10 spots on the side of the thing where we used to be able to park, not parked in right now.
Yep.
So get fucked, Four Eyes. Not flipping you off, I'm flipping them off. Mm. I had to tell that to Amy.
Let the record show that Kyle was flipping off not Amy, but those guys.
Yes. Anyway, band name. What's the next one?
Italian Laser Beam, Eurovision.
Eurovision?
She said Eurovision.
Oh, okay.
But they're not actually Italian.
it's ironic, right?
No, so they get points from the countries that downvote Italy.
Okay.
Confusing everyone. Next one is Linen Nightmare.
It's a bunch of separate people dressed up as historical characters in linen doing historical rap music.
Oh, and that's why it's historical metal.
A nightmare, because nobody wants to hear that, but they still seem like they need to do it anyway.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. Amy?
Yeah, I was thinking historical metal, not historical rap music.
Okay. That's good.
Linen Nightmare.
You remember the mirror world from Mighty Boosh?
Yep.
That, but covered in kitchen towels. And then the guy just sings a cappella, but does not limit himself to genres, but he's wearing like this weird coat of rags.
I like the way you said linen. Genres.
And so he's,
yeah.
He doesn't limit himself to genres or your limited modal.
Does a linen rag work as well as a cloth rag?
I mean,
I'm going to say no.
It does. Yeah, linens.
I guess.
But yeah, so this guy's like not even playing in like any of the modes, you know, so he's like ululating with weird fucking like Tibetan throat singer shit, and then like uses that strange Hindi or Indian style key that's not doesn't make sense to us, but they listen to it all the time. And it's like, but really he's just terrible,
and like everybody's like, this guy's God. A linen nightmare.
Yeah, and that's why he called it that, and he didn't realize they're making fun of him because he's that tone deaf.
That's a social thing, guys.
Yep. Next one, chocolatey napalm.
Chocolatey napalm.
Mm-hmm. I believe it referred to a sticky dessert.
Hmm. Chocolatey napalm. Like, I'm thinking this is like a bunch of like anarchist mothers who got together and started a band, and they like really like cooking, but they're also into anarchy.
Nice.
And like, so like one of the things they tried to do was create like a situation where they made chocolate napalm, but it didn't work, and they're like, maybe we should just start a band and spread our image this way, or our message this way. Yeah. And I don't know what music they play, but they definitely still make chocolate napalm every once in a while.
Nice. Amy?
Is it thrash metal? Is that a genre?
It's a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It is now.
I don't know. That's what came to mind. Thrash!
I think of it as being a bunch of people dressed up in fictitious, like, cereal and candy. What are they called? Not avatars. Not spokesmen. What is it when it's a mascot?
Mm-hmm.
Dressed up as mascots, but they're all, like, super punk about it. So, like, you can imagine, like, Count Chocula, but he's got, like, safety pins all over him and
like
shit.
A big
like,
swan
yeah,
big old, on his head, yeah.
And you got, like, the guy, the Cookie Crisp thing, but he's, like...
he's, like, got a mohawk.
Yeah, he's got a mohawk. It's, like, but it's all, like, just off-brand enough to not be copyright infringement.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool, actually. And it's, like, a kid, Norwegian band for kids.
Yeah, and it's, like, wait. I laughed at it, like, yeah, it's a Norwegian band for kids. What?
There was like a Norwegian metal band of dinosaurs for children. It was really interesting.
So I have a question for you, because
yes,
this list is really long, and I want to get through them all, but I also feel like we're never going to get to the end. So would it be better if I just spun and then picked one?
Sure.
So I'm just going to spin and go to one we haven't done. Crotch flappers. Don't remember that one. That's definitely in the area where. Well, okay.
I think it's like represent. Are we doing that one?
Yeah, crotch flappers.
Okay. I was like representative of like Aborigine or tribal style music, but all you're doing to make the music is like flapping your dick around and like hitting different like things that are in the inside of your legs, and it's called I can't even say it.
Crotch flappers.
It's called crotch flappers because they have little flaps over their penises, but like you can still kind of see it on either side when the flaps are not really covering it.
And you're like, God, that guy's really going to town on that tambourine.
They do their best to do covers of modern songs, but it never really works.
Amy?
Top
that.
It's a retirement home band where it's just a bunch of old guys in their medical robes. And they sing oldies.
Nice. I'm going to go with, like, Vietnamese or Thai or some weird... There's that guy again. He's talking on the phone and walking around with a golf club. Like, he's literally a fucking stereotype. Look at him go. He's a sales guy. He just walks around with a golf club doing sales.
Too cold to golf.
I know, but he's walking around with the club like it's a cane, and he just wanders around the office. It's really weird.
That anyway. Guy's a crotch flapper.
Yeah, he is. So I'm going to say Vietnamese or Thai, and they mistranslated the name, so they didn't really realize what they were doing. They wanted to be like dick slappers or like some like sexual innuendo, but they didn't do it right, so they got crotch flappers. But it's too late to change it because they already have the domain name.
Not even like a real thing that would make it hard to change, like a copyright. Yeah. It's just a domain name. All right.
We're at 10 minutes. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Let's go to... Stranger Things and a Single Scotsman.
I feel like that's like a band more than it's like a really interesting show I want to watch.
Yeah. So it's people pretending to be the cast of Stranger Things, but they didn't get enough of them, and then there's one guy who does not look anything like them, so they just threw him in there, but he looks kind of Scottish, so he's the Single Scotsman. And they exclusively sing the cover of that Pink Floyd song, Several Small Species of Mammal Grooving in a Cave with a Pict.
I've never heard that song.
I'll play it for you later. Hey, Kendrick, put it on this thing. It's probably on YouTube. No, I mean, link it. Don't play it.
Oh, I thought it was like you know, we just made this 10-minute podcast into a 30-minute podcast.
It's just this long-winded Pink Floyd fucking psychedelic song.
It's okay, to me, I'm thinking more like along the lines of like... So, I've been wondering if this exists for a while, and this kind of feels like a good time to like put it out there. But like a Scooby-Doo theme band where like they don't really sing... They sing about all the episodes of Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. but they're dressed as Scooby-Doo people. And of it's kind of like... It's like rock music, but it's like songs about Scooby-Doo. This is that band, except for like, again, they couldn't find the last member of the kids, so they just have a Scotsman up there like bagpiping.
Not even in the same song, just doing a different song over their song, right?
He's trying to help, but he's not really helping.
Do his best. Amy, bring us home.
I think it's a soundtrack for... You know how Pride and Prejudice has Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, except it's Stranger Things and Scotsman, so it's like a spinoff.
It's a whole, re-edit of the show where there's just a random Scottish dude in it.
Yeah, and he just hangs out sometimes and is, like, in all of the scenes, sometimes just in the background, sometimes actively participating, but, like, he's always there.
Like Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I want to redo mine, and I just thought of this, which is the same thing. It's like, so it's similar, like... There's like soundtracks to all the Stranger Things shows because they play music, but it's Scottish style, like is Celtic? Is that the same?
That's one
it's
of
like
the
Celtic music covers of all the songs that are in all the Stranger Things episodes.
Nice.
It's not even like asked for. It's just somebody felt the need to like
just made it.
To do it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 13 minutes. Is that long enough? Anything else you want to bitch about?
No, but if you go to your landlord and ask him to clear out parking spots for your building, don't take the next fucking day off work or something to show that you have no fucking spine. I'm angry.
I'm kind of pissed. But not that pissed, because we're parked next to each other right by the door, so... Hi, Kendrick's car.
Bye.
I don't know why I said it that way.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep. We love you. Welcome to Costco.